what a few days it's been. We've had a little rest and we've come back with a new Prime Minister.
Oh, it's been absolutely crazy. I don't understand what's been going on behind the scenes. Alex Tsellios from The Big Smoke, you know what's going on. We've got a new Prime Minister now.
We've got a new Prime Minister. And also, you'd think that over the weekend, things would be a little bit quiet.
Yeah.
And by Monday morning, we wouldn't have too much to report. However, it was a big weekend. The weekend of WhatsApp messages being revealed and Turnbull posting photos on Instagram of himself really happy with his family. Kind of felt like an ex posting images of themselves looking really hot on Instagram to let everyone know they're doing fine.
Is Turnbull in a bikini on a beach on a Greek island somewhere?
Hashtag revenge body.
He was taking all these photos with his family looking really happy, as if, you know, but he's probably crying and watching House of Cards. Julie Bishop yesterday resigned as Minister for Foreign Affairs, but agreed to sit on the backbench to remain a representative of Curtin WA. And Maurice Payne took over her portfolio, and Josh Frydenberg was named Treasurer. But what was most interesting over the weekend was that leaked WhatsApp messages show that Julie Bishop was betrayed by her colleagues. So apparently there is this group on WhatsApp called Friends for Stability.
And I'm not part of it. Are you part of it?
It's like school camp.
It feels like high school, right?
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of Liberal MPs are part of that group. Christopher Pine's one of them. Maurice Payne was another. There's a whole bunch of them.
I would love to see this. Yeah.
And Paul Fletcher apparently said on Friday, Cormann's rumoured to be putting some WA votes behind Julie Bishop in round one. Be aware that this is a ruse trying to get her ahead of Morrison. So he drops out and his votes go to Dutton. Despite our hearts tugging us to Julie, we need to vote with our heads for Scott. And Christopher, someone wrote, someone should tell Julie. And then Christopher Pine said, I have, respectfully.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
Whoa, so it's kind of like this is really weird.
So much crazy.
Because Julie still stood for, in that God, what was it? The second spill. Was that Friday or Thursday?
The second spill on Friday.
Yeah.
And she only got 11 votes, so she was knocked out in the first round.
Oh.
And then it was between Dutton and Scott Morrison. So those messages came out to it was quite embarrassing, and she's obviously upset about it. So she's resigned completely now, and we'll have to look forward to seeing what new drama comes out of this new cabinet that Scott Morrison announced only yesterday. But I still just find it so funny that part of our political scandal of the weekend was WhatsApp messages. I mean,
yeah.
You're just not safe anymore from screenshots.
WhatsApp.
No one.
Can I ask just really quickly before we wrap up? A lot of people I've seen on Facebook being like, "Who even is Scott Morrison?" Can you give us a 10-second bio? Who is this guy?
Yes, Scott Morrison. He's been around for a number of years. He's apparently our first Pentecostal Christian MP.
Mm-hmm. And what's he into? What would we know him from?
Well, we would know him from being part of the federal ministry, because he's had huge roles with Malcolm Turnbull and even Tony Abbott. He's particularly famous, though, for doing the speech about refugees when they were coming to Australia. He did a video that famously was viral on social media, because he said to the refugees, "You will not settle here in Australia. We will not have you, and we will not change on this." So he was famous for that video. But he's been around for a really long time, and people call him Peter Dutton, but with a smile.
Mm.
Okay. All right.
That's
good
our
to know.
New Prime Minister, Scott Morrison. Thank you so much, Alex Tsellios from The Big Smoke, for giving us the update. As Alex said, not a lot should happen over the weekend, but it did.
It did.